Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Where rats eat the crickets. This is night 2 of our stand here. And I'm just wondering if there's any chance at all that the name tags will be even better tonight than they were last night. And the answer is, oh, sweet Lord, yes. Look at these name tags. So many big ones. So many people sitting in an unfortunate seat behind a gigantic name tag. If we could get the house lights up just a little bit so I can see these with my shitty eyes. We got Rob 8. You used to be Les Miserables, right? Yeah, now you changed it up to Rob BB-8. Good job, dude. You've got a BB-8 in your head like BB-8 is some sort of helmet. I like it. We got... What's this? Kazam? Kazamtha? What is it? Kazam-ua? What's your name? Oh, okay. You put a name I can't say into the word Kazam. Good job. Kazarmia. Close? All right. What's that weird puppet thing over there? Oh, you're holding a Totoro doll. I thought it matched your sleeve, so it looked like it was a full-on sock puppet. You were a full-arm sock puppet. La La Landru, and there's lots of candy on there, just like there is out in Los Angeles. There's a lot of candy. I love the angry Larry David portrait being held up over there. I think you might be at the wrong podcast, but I like it. If donuts make their way to the stage, I would like that to be a target. If you don't mind getting chocolate all over Larry's face. Oh, there are donuts, so good luck to you. Why does it say Loban instead of Logan? Because your name's Ben? Okay. I hope all your friends call you Lobin from now on. Oh shit, here comes Lobin. Big Trouble in Little Richard. And there's a giant Little Richard hovering over me as Jack Burton. And I believe that is still Kim Cattrall as the girl in that movie. That's a good one. I bet you that one's going to get picked. And then there's a giant Steve Buscemi head. It says the big Kaczynski. Kazubski? Kazubski? Pardon me, Kazubski. Nata Amelie, I like that one over there. Anyway, lots of great ones for my guests to choose from. Thank you for bringing them. Moana, because your name's Anna? Anna, okay, Moana. Oh, we have fun. Doug plugs. I'm going to be appearing on Sirius XM shows all this week and seeing a New York theater. I'll be back in Los Angeles for Douglas Movies at Meltdown Comics this Sunday, April 9th at 4:20. And then we're doing three at Meltdown Comics that week. We're doing Tuesday, April 11th at 9 p.m. and Saturday, April 15th at 4:20. And also, I'm doing stand-up at the San Jose Improv on Wednesday, April 12th. Bring your name tags to that. For all my dates and dates and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Very nice. The prize bag tonight is not that impressive. I got a sippy cup from a play I saw that you might hear more about later in the show because someone that was in the play is here tonight. I've said too much. I was on At Midnight, and they give you this thing. It's a phone grip and stand that's got the At Midnight at symbol on it. I'll give you that because I got two of them now, so how many phone grips am I going to need? I'm not one of those multiple phone people, and I'm not going to put grips on my burners. You're right? When I'm working the corner, I'm not going to have an At Midnight grip attached to my... I read a copy of my most recent album, which means it's a couple years old now, called Promotional Tool. A really big sized Douglas movie shirt, so that's perfect for anyone who sleeps. If you need something to sleep in. A guitar pick that I got somewhere along the way, probably Austin, Texas. That feels about right. And a Peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. Plus all the stuff brought by my guests this evening. And as you can see, just like last night, we've got five chairs on stage for my guests. Yeah, just for you guys. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Gondelman, Ron Bennington, Gail Bennington, Aya Cash, and Kate McCoochie. Stars of radio, TV, movies, and comedy on this stage all at once. Did I say radio?
Yeah.
Oh, Aya, you dropped your backstage pass. We're going to have to throw you out if you don't affix that to something.
Wait, who loves me?
Oh, no, that guy can come backstage. That's a shitty idea. Hey, stalker, here's some more access.
Cultivate my stalkers.
Yeah, so come on by after the show.
I'll be leaving out the front end.
She's gonna go. She's gonna run out the door at the end. You always threaten to never come back when you do this show.
I do.
All right.
And then I come back.
Tonight, there's a potential she might never get to leave. So.
Let's meet everybody individually, starting with what I say is more of a newbie than another newbie on the stage. And for reasons I'll explain in a minute, Josh Gondelman is here for the first time, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Very funny New York City-based stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
And which was, what program was it you just did a set on that I saw? Was it Conan?
Oh, Conan.
Conan, there you go.
It was a lovely time.
So yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, pause it for a second and look him up and listen to a little bit of his comedy. Give the guy a chance.
People in this room, you're stacked against me, and that's fine.
Yeah, you might not think he's funny. You might be like, yeah, I don't know. But how are you going to do in the trivia part?
Ooh, it's going to be rough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, you got to start charming these people.
Who wants my backstage pass? You can fight the guy who's coming to kidnap Aya.
Now, this next guest I'd like to introduce has played a Doug Loves Movies game, but is on a show that she co-hosts on SiriusXM called Bennington, and it is Gail Bennington, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is my first time on the stage, but I have been out in the audience before.
You've seen the show.
And actually, the last time I was here, you made me stand up and you know, give a wave to
you
everyone.
You waved to everybody. Isn't that fun?
And then you complained that I didn't stand up, but I was. That's and that really hurt. And they're like, just stand up. And I'm like, I am. I am standing.
All right, try to use your microphone voice.
Well, that was a yell. It was.
I know, but the listeners aren't going to hear shit. But thank you so much for being here. And are you? How do you feel about competing in this contest of wits tonight against your father?
I'm very excited. We've always been very competitive. I thought that maybe we were going to be on teams, family teams, but...
Yeah, this could be a nice family feud type thing, if you were to do it that way.
I apologize to that. To Ron Bennington, everybody! Co-host of Bennington, I like to say it that way, because... your daughter's right there.
Right, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then there's a sidekick as well, Chris Stanley.
Yes, he's out there getting.
And he's in the house. Can he stand up and wave? Yeah. I don't know if he's good at that sort of
standing.
Thing.
He's not using the mic.
Hey, dude.
And we're also the only father-daughter Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So,
it feels like Ron has listened to the show and learned how to really win over my crowd.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, there was a guy once who decided it would be a good idea to quiz my crowd on how many Trump supporters are there here tonight, and no one applauded.
Yeah.
And he really thought there'd be some.
Yes, especially in New York City. So it's a really conservative town.
I choked on that one.
That's okay.
Yeah, I had trouble swallowing my laughter. So, Ron, how do people listen to the Bennington program? It's weekdays on SiriusXM.
Yes.
On the
Raw Dog. Channel 99.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what time does it start on the East Coast?
Noon in the East, and in the West, I believe, 9 o'clock.
That'd be 9 a.m. No, I listen at 9 a.m., and for a comedian, the 9 a.m., the beginning of your show, beginning with the beginning of Do the Right Thing, mm-hmm. and Samuel L. Jackson saying, you know, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's like always perfect because it's about the right time of day for me. If you live in New York and you're waking up at noon, you should look into that. But for me, it's a morning show out on the West Coast, and I love it. I love listening to you
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
And Gail always, when she gets introduced at the beginning, she always goes, yo. And I love it. All right, thank you for being here, you guys. Good luck fighting each other this evening. We're going to set up the ring and bring out the gloves in a little bit. But first, let's say hi to Aya Cash.
Dancing.
Aya Cash and her backstage pass.
And not even my husband gets that.
Oh, oh, I see what you meant. That's not what I was. That's a great new name for it. I think Garfunkel and Oates might be writing another song soon. But. But I, of course, is on the program You're the Worst on FXXXXX. And the next season, you start shooting it soon, so they'll probably see it later this year.
Yeah, probably this fall.
October-ish, maybe?
September, October.
Seems about right.
Those are the months of fall.
Yeah.
November.
It's the nicest time of year for You're the Worst. Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't the weather great? Let's watch You're the Worst. Mm-hmm. And just change this shit. And I saw your play. You're in a play that just closed here in New York, so it's weird to even talk about it.
No, it's the perfect time to promote a play because no one can see it, so we can say how amazing
it was. Amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. I think I know what it was about. I feel like I know what was happening, but you played a dual role. You played two different parts in it, and the racing around backstage and all that stuff for two different parts, is that how crazy was that?
You know, it's theater. Not that crazy.
Oh, I thought
did you ever like
crazy.
Run into something and get your head knocked off and have to run to the hospital, have your head put back on?
No. I had to ride a bicycle on stage, though, badly, which is, I have a few bumps and bruises.
You're just too good at it to do it badly?
I'm just so talented at riding bikes that it's very hard for me to pretend.
Can I say a funny thing that you say in the play, but that's also sad and scary?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The fence post thing?
Oh, yeah.
Can you, it's weird to ask you to do this, but can you say it like you say it in the play?
Nothing works like theater on the radio. I say, I fell on a fence post as a child, and it went up in me, and now I can't have children.
And I laughed, and everyone else was like, what?
No, it's a great theater company. It was Debate Society. And if you haven't ever seen their work, please do.
Awesome. Well, good job. And also joining us. And the two of you are also on the same TV series, but you just met tonight for the first time.
Yeah, we just officially
Yeah,
met.
It's Kate McCucci, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Yeah, it's a show, Netflix show made by the great Joe Swanberg, and it's going to come back for another season?
Yep, I think we can say that much.
I think we can say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Shit, I didn't mean to.
No, I think that's been announced, right?
I think somebody Instagrammed it.
Yeah. Why can't I ever remember what it's called?
It's called Easy.
That's why. Holy shit. Random word, check it out. I mean, I guess it fits for the show. It's a pretty chill show.
Yeah, I think so. I really liked, you know, because they're each anthology episode, so it's like watching little mini movies. I think I really loved watching it.
Yeah, and Kate was in one, and I was in two or three, two episodes, and it's these characters sort of intertwine with each other, but not completely. And sounds like a lot of them are going to be back for another season.
Yeah,
sounds great.
We'll see. It's a mystery at this point.
All right,
but if you haven't seen it, check it out. I really think it's a great show.
All right, cool.
And it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Did I do an okay job of?
Oh yeah,
about,
so the
okay,
first
good.
Season's probably completely available right now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All
so,
eight
so get,
episodes.
Get ready. You gotta cram for the next season. A lot of story. A lot of stories. Like, are we gonna open up a beer place of our own? Maybe. There's more to it than that. Okay, and you're also, I was excited when I found out the news about a week before the movie came out that you were also a voice in Lego Batman, your Clayface.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I had like one line and two grunts maybe. But if you hear a, hey Batman, you need some help? That's me. But I got to be Clayface, which is like this character that's like a real iconic character.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, I just was like, me? That's awesome. Okay.
Crazy ass villain.
Yeah. And Ricky got to be Poison Ivy, which is also a cool thing. And
yeah. So Ricky Lindholm, they're to get together. They are Garfunkel and Oates. And
yeah, we actually played here. I can't remember how many years ago, but it's cool to be back here.
Yeah. This is a great place.
Yeah.
And it's cool that like you two met.
Because of you.
Because of me. You came to one of my shows and met each other. And then all these years later, the three of us are all villains in a Batman movie because the director is a fan of my podcast and is was listened to us for all of us for years.
He's the coolest guy.
And he loves comedy, and it worked out great.
Who were you again in it?
I'm Bane. Which is like when a guest is on the show and the subject comes up, it's not completely known that I was a voice in that movie. You know, you got to stay for the end credits to find out. But but whenever somebody on the panel mentions a movie, I go, "Oh, who's your favorite villain?" Then the whole audience starts laughing because they know they're probably not going to say Bane.
When you went in to record, did they have you do a lot of like gun noises, like pew 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 pew?
Yes, because there's no gunfire in the movie. Each character that shoots a gun makes that noise, and it was super fun to do it in the recording booth. But most of us don't have guns in the movie. Like Bane doesn't hold a gun in the movie.
Right.
So it's a complete waste that I went pew 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 pew.
An Italian accent with that pew, a pew, pew, pew.
I will pew you. Pew, 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 pew.
But yeah, I like. I have to say, it was super.
Let me reload. Pew. Stop it. It's gonna become every week. This show's is gonna every episode. This is gonna be me doing Bane material. But yeah, that was super neat that we were in there.
It was so exciting. Like I just couldn't believe it, really. And I got a clay face Lego. I have to build it yet. The set. I love Lego.
Yeah. It's really turned you around on it, right? It was a shitty toy until you were in their movie.
No, I always had Lego growing up. I have a Lego train, too. It's very quiet, which I love. I love that it's the quietest of the train sets.
What is it? Does it go on momentum? How does it not? How does it go around the track without noise?
It's just electric, but it's really quiet. Okay, I might have had one in my dorm room in college. Now I'm getting all hot talking about it. Hey-o, nothing like Lego. Okay.
All right. Let's go down the line, figure out what everybody brought for the prize bag, starting with Mr. Ron Bennington.
I brought, this is signed DVD for Big Lebowski. And it's signed by the son of the man who did Sea Hunt.
Oh, okay, that guy.
You remember Sea Hunt? His son was in the Big Lebowski. As Jeffrey Lebowski, and he signed this for us.
Where did he sign it?
I don't know. Somewhere there's a little sticker. You see the green thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, it says, he just wrote in here, "Never forget Sea Hunt, my dad's show."
But he wrote it, strangely enough, just the letter C.
Right. So
I don't know what that meant. I wish he had just wrote, "I hate the fucking Eagles." Hey, Gail Bennington, what do you have for us?
I have...
Oh, boy.
Blue Velvet, signed by Isabella Rossellini.
Wow.
Nice. DVD. You guys still have DVD players, right? That's
yes.
Still a thing?
Everyone has a DVD player.
And she signed it like it's basically a tattoo on Kyle MacLachlan's arm.
Yes.
Which he should really get. I think that would be good. And she ends it in a smiley face. Her signature, probably on her banknotes as well. Aya, what do you got for us?
I like to overcompensate. So I bring a lot of little shit. Okay, I did a show called Oh Hello on Broadway. Yeah, that was
Which
my,
one
my
of the Broadway, two old men did you my, play?
My Broadway debut. I was a guest on Oh Hello. And I think they're going to do I think there's like a taping, not of me, obviously, because who the fuck am I? But Matthew Broderick, I think, was the guest. And I think that's on HBO or...
Oh, it might be eventually. I hope so. I hoped it was a show that they recorded because it's so funny.
Because it was really funny. Yeah. Anyway, they give you a little gift bag at the end. So I have my Oh Hello hat.
Oh, that is... you guys should fight for that.
I have... there's no joke on this. It's a very sad movie. This is Southern Rights, written and produced by my husband. It's a documentary. Sad. I don't really want to go into
that.
Like,
really,
race relations.
That really sells it. Really makes people want to check it out.
A racially charged murder trial in the South and recently integrated proms. that's what it's about. And then
nothing sad and racially charged has ever happened in the South.
No. And then a weird egg I got in Japan, and an empty mint box from You're the Worst that you can keep pot in. Okay, that's it.
That's a bunch of great stuff. Do they get the bag also?
No fucking way. I love this bag.
You want to hang on to the bag?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll transfer your stuff to my bag, and then you can keep your weird boob bag. It's got a bunch of boobies on it. Doug loves boobies.
Doug, are you still doing side boob Sundays?
No, I stopped because too many people were like, that's creepy. Sure was fun while it lasted, though. Josh Gondelman, what do you got for us?
I brought, I have a comedy album that came out recently, and it's, thank you. Yeah, two people liked it, and it's like, that's a sentiment about my general popularity. I haven't charmed you guys yet, but it's on cassette. That's fun. Yeah.
That's super fun.
It's great that obsolete technology is much more beloved in this room than I am so far. But there's also a download card because I know what year it is. But it's fun. It's me talking. It's called Physical Whisper. And I pose like Michael Bolton on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Or a magician that thinks someone in the audience is going to say what the trick is.
It's still in the hat.
Shut up. And Aya, you really sold this weird egg from Japan short. It's a keychain. So it's not just a weird egg. It's useful. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Doug.
What do you got?
I went to Katz's Deli before.
Oh, is it a sandwich?
No, but it is a bag that says Katz's Deli.
Wait, your prize for the prize bag is a bag?
Yeah.
This is glorious.
And you pulled it out of a different bag.
He also really tried to sell me on the business card because there's a calendar on it.
Okay, yeah, I'll throw that in there in case somebody doesn't have a phone.
A chocolate chip cookie from JetBlue.
Oh.
And I drew a cartoon, and it's a...
Oh, these are always great.
A little guy saying to his lady, do you love me as much as Doug loves movies? And she says, nope.
That's awesome. I got to take a picture of that one. Okay, so all that's going in the prize bag. But before we determine a winner tonight, I just have a question that I like to ask all the panelists, starting with Mr. Ron Bennington. What was the last movie you saw?
I think the last movie I saw was called Everybody Wants Some, the last Richard Linklater film.
You checked that out on some sort of home format?
I did. I saw it on something called Netflix, where everybody else here has a show. but I'm still in the radio like it was 1930. Doug.
And did you like that movie?
So nervous.
I was just trying hard to think of a great follow-up question. Did you like it?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
All right, good. It's a nice piece of nostalgia. And it's got far less hazing in it than Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, it does.
It's a happier movie.
Well, you know, Dazed and Confused, that thing, I never understood the paddling, but then I talked to people in certain towns, and they do said that some places in Texas that you're allowed to hit the new kids in school with a board And
even when that movie was supposed to take place, I just couldn't imagine living in a town where people are children are running down the street and Ben Affleck is chasing them with a paddle.
Yes.
And it seems insane to me.
That should take place in Dorchester.
Yeah. Ben was playing himself again.
It's his most believable role.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he really sells it. He really looks like he wants to spank those children.
Yeah.
All right, Gail Bennington, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, Doug, if you asked me that at 4:30 p.m. today, it would be a different answer. But just before I got here, I rewatched the classic, The Lost Boys.
Oh!
Which, you know, I've not only is it the last movie I've seen, it's probably the movie I've seen most in my life. So I am like, anytime it's on, I have to watch it.
So from your childhood, you were into it?
Yes.
Who drew you into it? Which characters did you like?
Michael's great. I like Michael. yeah, I actually named my baby doll Michael. So my favorite baby doll was named Michael after Michael from The Lost Boys. I was a big fan of the Corys, and still am.
You stand by them to this day?
To this day.
Do you love how Corey Haim in his bedroom has a crazy, sexy Rob Lowe poster
on the
closet door?
Yeah. Subtle. Because his wardrobe didn't give it away.
No.
So they just wanted to make sure you knew his preference.
Yeah, it's one where Rob Lowe's like lifting his shirt up to show his stomach. And
he's just showing his ass and like really arching.
Yeah, really,
really
like,
hard.
Look at this. Yeah. And he's like, I'm into comics and Rob Lowe.
Yeah. But I think...
My brother's a vampire and I want to fuck Rob Lowe. I'm a different kind of vampire. But yeah, that movie does hold up, I think. It is a great deal of fun. Kiefer Sutherland, always menacing.
Jamie Gertz.
Right? Sexy Jamie Gertz. Probably the sexiest Jamie Gertz role. And yeah, I just love the that roller coaster on the beach. They give it a fake name in the town. It's not really
Santa Carla.
Yeah, and I think it's in Santa Clara or Santa Clarita or something like that.
And the sax player.
Yeah. By the way, I should mention I was really upset because I watched it on Sundance and they completely skipped the saxophone scene with Tim Capello, and I was really upset because that's like 90% of the reason I was sticking around.
I still believe.
What was the last movie you saw, Aya?
I'm so intimidated by you naming all those actors' names already.
Yeah, that's whatever movie you saw, you get ready to name all the actors. If it was your husband's documentary, I want to know names.
The last movie I saw was Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
3D.
Oh.
On 42nd Street.
Oh, so there was some yelling at the screen?
Yeah, there was some talking. I went with my mother and my uncle who were in town, and I went between shows, and my mom got very huffy at the people next to us. She was like, excuse me, can you please stop talking? And my mother is not that kind of person. My mother's like tattooed and fingerless gloves and she was yelling at these people.
Because it's 42nd Street.
Yeah.
I think there's like, it's a safe zone for just talking shit for an entire movie.
I think that's why you go to 42nd. Like, I was like, kind of like, hey, we're on the
I wish
that
I'd seen
territory.
Get Out there. That would have been amazing. I mean, I'm sure people are yelling Get Out during Kong, you know, because Kong's got his mouth open real wide. I don't know.
And then your mom was like, I'm trying to enjoy Kong Skull Island here.
It was really good.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, the effects are amazing. Like, the fights between the monsters and stuff are really good. They got the kaiju down just right. Josh?
I caught the last 25 minutes of The Big Lebowski a couple nights ago, much to my fiance's chagrin as I quoted the worst person in the world. But the last movie I watched front to back intentionally was Moana, because I'm about to have nieces. Yeah, I got to catch up.
Someone's pregnant with twins?
No, I'm getting married soon. And so existing nieces. Yeah, I'm inheriting living nieces. Is that how you say that? It's definitely not.
I'm inheriting a living niece. I've got a special place where she's going to stay.
I'll jump in on any excuse to do Bane. I just said, almost said Bane gum, Jane gum. All right. And do you have anything else to say about that movie?
It was lovely and wholesome.
Oh, I should say, yeah, anything to say. It had a weird chicken in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I was hoping they were going to keep the chubby little guy, but then the chicken came on the boat with her instead.
Oh, it's the pig. Little,
yeah, the pig.
Yeah, it's a pig and a chicken.
Yeah.
For some reason, chicken just steps up and goes on the journey. Pig's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tap out on this movie.
Chicken's not a seafaring beast.
No, that's why it was a weird chicken. It didn't play tic-tac-toe once. What a waste of it. No eggs or tic-tac-toe. Stupid chicken.
Yeah, the worst chicken I've ever seen. I mean, probably not the worst.
Kate, what was the last movie you saw that had a chicken in it?
Had a chicken in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to say Chicken Run. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I get the point?
Chicken Run starring Mel Gibson.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, your kids, Chicken Run, Chicken Run. You put it in. It says Mel Gibson. Turn it off.
You know, he was our speaker at my college graduation. Yeah.
That is such a weird reaction.
Just based on that reaction, I like how much you all like Jews. So.
Oh,
I've been very swaddled by this audience.
So this what was it? Like, it was a couple years before the incident?
Yeah, because I went to a Catholic school, and he had just done the Jesus movie, and he did a lot of research.
That's why they brought him around?
Yeah.
Because he made that horrible, violent
movie? But
I
think some priests at the school had helped out with the research of the movie or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But a lot of people, once in a while, you know, you're sitting in the graduation, and it's boring, and then people are like, freedom! You know, that just kept happening.
What was his? I would have totally painted my face blue to go to that. But what? What? Do you remember any of his advice?
No, I don't. I think I was zoning out. But he seemed very. I mean, there was nothing I could say that was bad about it. It was really nice and kind of funny with the freedom, you know, being yelled. But I don't know. It was before all this stuff happened.
Yeah, but he didn't make any kind of impact on you.
No, I was zoning out. It's like anything with school. I mean, I was almost out of there, but still, it's really hard to pay attention.
As you graduated, did you go, I'm getting too old for this shit?
I was like, I'm taking my Lego train set and running out of here.
Well, great work, everybody. I'm glad that you're all seeing movies.
Oh, can I tell you what movie I saw?
Liking them. What? That's what we didn't even talk about it?
Well, I don't want to take up more time. I'll just tell you real quick. I finally saw The Jerk.
That's a good one to knock off if you'd never gotten around to it before.
It's kind of funny watching it going, oh, I've heard all of this movie. I just, out of order.
I can't see cans of motor oil without thinking or saying out loud, they hate these cans. I can't see a phone book without saying that's the kind of spontaneous publicity that makes people. Like, there's so many touch points for me in that movie. I saw it so many times as a youngster. And so, but for you now, it was a fun movie to watch?
It was great, yeah. And also, I mean, one of the most famous ukulele songs ever is in it. And I had seen that, the clip of it. But then I was like, oh, to see it in the context of the movie was really nice. I really like Bernadette Peters a whole lot, too.
Yeah, no, she was great. Like, he was dating her at the time.
Yeah.
He knew what was up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's terrific. All right, you guys. Thank you for including that.
Thank you for including
that. I almost moved on.
And that's okay. We were talking about Chicken Run.
That would have been... Yeah, and then we talked for a long time about that other thing. So... See, I've got the answers written down. I don't have to recall shit. And that's why it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Oh, there's a Moana over there. That's a sign. Yeah. But each of my guests need to go select a name tag of a person that they'd like to play for. Try to physically get it from them if you can. And while you guys do that, we're going to do this. We'll be back after a brief message.
Hey, you guys. There's no ads in this episode. I just wanted to take a moment to remind you to check out the Doug Loves Movies spin-off podcast, Doug Loves Minis. It's just short bursts of me talking, doing my plugs, and reading the reviews of Doug Loves Minis on the iTunes ratings and reviews page. Please, like the Uber drivers say, give me 5 stars and leave a little review or a comment or ask me a question, because I read all that stuff on Doug Loves Minis. Plus other stuff happens there. Check it out if you haven't yet. Or go back to it if you stopped. Or disregard this message entirely. Back to the show!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back, and all of my favorites got chosen. Oh, there's somebody slid some Dunkin' Donuts up on the stage. But let's start with Ron Bennington and his beautiful portrait of the great Larry David.
This is it right here. And it just says...
Don't read what's on the back.
Well, I just... One part I think I can read.
Okay.
Can you read the name of it? It's Kurt, Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay. He didn't want to ruin the front of the painting by drawing that on there.
Right.
It's supposed to be a name tag, though.
Yes. Beautiful likeness.
It really is. It's accurate. Where is that guy? Where'd you get that thing?
I got it online.
You got it online? You just were shopping for Larry David artwork? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he the only person who you just look for paintings of them, or other people fascinate you?
No, my search history is exclusively Larry David.
You only search... for Larry David things.
And that's a porn search. Right? That's a porn search that he does.
Didn't he have a movie about clearing your search engine or something?
Clear history,
yeah. That's right. Good job. Thank you for being here, Kurt. Gail?
I am playing for O'Reilly, Where Art Thou?
This is a person whose last name is O'Reilly.
This is O'Reilly. And look, you're there.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Seems like that might be kind of regional. The room wasn't unanimous on that one.
I thought you were starting to freestyle.
Aya, what do you got?
I have, well, since my stalker has Kate on his poster, and Kate took that, I have the big Kazubski? Kazubski.
Yeah, see, I'm not such a fuck-up now, am I? I said it wrong, too. All right. But it's a big Buscemi head.
This is what I'll hide behind every time I get an answer wrong.
Are you one of those people, do you go like... All right, Josh.
I'm playing for Moana, based on Moana.
Do you have any nieces? Because I've got ice cream. Always. It's melted.
It's a pretty name tag. It's got lights around it, and it's got my face in there, so great job, Moana.
The chicken is in there, by the way.
Yep, chicken got made the cut.
And is that the pig that's a, the pig's a cat?
You changed the pig to a cat? Good casting.
Cat's also not a seafaring beast, though.
Solid rewrite on Moana. That pig should have been a cat.
But it's got a pig face still. It's like the island of Dr. Moana.
Points! And Kate, tell us about your delicious name tag.
If anyone's wondering who Aya's stalker is, it is La La Landru. And we're all dancing.
Yeah, and he's got Ross Marquand on there in a nice, pretty red dress. Ross came by the show last night, so that might have been why he thought he'd be here tonight. I'm in a green dress. Mark Wahlberg's in a blue dress, because Mark comes on the show a lot. Chris Gethers, I don't think he's ever done the show, but I'd love to have him sometime. And then there you are, Kate, in the Emma Stone yellow dress.
Yep, just
looks good on
away.
You.
It's a
good
Thank
look.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of Milky Ways. Oh, no, there's some Snickers, too. So I guess there's just candy in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sweet. I think,
but in all Milky Ways, it would have made more sense that it's up in the sky. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. There'll be a Snicker constellation someday. The candy company has any say in it. And somebody threw up some donuts, so at any point during the show tonight, if someone wins one of the games, then you can take one of the donuts and chuck it into the crowd. I mean, I assume there's donuts in here.
Glazed? Glazed.
Okay. I don't like a man yelling about glazing.
Only glazed?
All glazed ones. So
just glazed. Sorry.
So just was, so you know.
Wow. Okay. That was a joke for four people, and they were all here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, and shit! What's this that flew up here? It's a bunch of bags that say "Residence in Marriott Central Park Courtyard Marriott." All right. I hope those companies do well. After that amazing plug. Let's play some games. Let's do this. This first game we're going to play, as you all know, I love musicals. So this is called Doug Loves Musicals. I will name the songs from a movie musical. It's only movie musicals about cows. Movies. Now, I'll say the songs from, in no particular order, from a movie musical. You guys guess as often as you like into your microphones. First person that names the movie correctly wins the game. I have a feeling this one's going to go fast. I didn't really think this one through. The first song is Oklahoma. Just kidding. The first song I'm going to mention that's in this movie is The Old Landmark.
Star is Born.
I knew Ron would be hot with a guess, but that is not right.
La La Land.
No, they don't have a song called The Old Landmark.
You failed me again, Stalker Boy.
The Old Landmark.
Okay, here's the next one. Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock.
Great guess, Ron.
Thanks, Doug.
Any other guesses?
It's like Blue Hawaii or some Elvis thing.
That's King Creole.
No. Okay, the next song.
Cry Baby?
No.
That was a nice try.
Or are you just calling names now?
It's Elvis like, so.
Okay, the next title is She Caught the Katie.
Oh, this is the Blues Brothers.
That is correct, Ron Bennington. Theme from Rawhide, Minnie the Moocher. Everybody needs somebody to love. Sweet Home Chicago, the Blues Brothers. I was watching it on cable yesterday, got inspired. And then when I got here tonight, I was like, Ron Bennington's going to know this.
We took three.
So good job, dude. You did it. So that means you get to go first in our next game. And that game, because you're here, is Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game.
Wow.
Let me explain to all the other panelists.
I feel like we're starting at a deficit here.
No, I think it's a pretty easy premise to grasp, and then everyone would be equally good at it.
It's just named after him, but yeah. But he has no one-up over us.
It
right?
was his idea.
Oh, great.
Doesn't mean he's good at it.
Mm-mm.
I thought of Pinochle, and I still have never learned.
That was you?
Came up with that.
I thought of it. I didn't. So... basically, on the site Box Office Mojo is what I use to determine this. I'm going to name an actor, and then each of you get a chance at it. You each get to name one movie. It has to be a different one than someone else named. And that's why getting to go first is going to be beneficial to Ron. But then we will change who goes first each round. We'll go to Gail, and then Aya, and then Josh and Kate. And we'll play five rounds. If you name a movie that's in the is number three on their list of biggest box office achievements. The first name is Chuck E. Cheese, and we're talking about his achievements. It's 1 point for if it's the third highest, 2 points for second, and 3 points for the first highest. There's no wrong answers. There's only ones that are not correct, and. We'll start with Ron on this first one, but everybody gets a guess. Tell me, Ron, after being adjusted for inflation, what do you think is one of the top three grossing movies in the history of Mr. Michael Cera? Michael Cera.
Oh, jeez. I will say, just knowing his career the way that I do... I've got to go with E.T., I think.
Okay, we're going with E.T.
I mean, everybody went to that movie. It's got to be top three.
You got to figure that if he was in E.T., it would be in his top three.
Yeah.
All right, Gail, what do you got for me?
I have a good guess. However, I don't know the title.
Oh, boy.
So instead of working that one out and then possibly giving someone else points, I will just say Juno.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which was my second choice.
That seems like a much easier title than whatever else it was you were thinking of. Aya, what's a
I was
Michael
in the same
Cera
boat.
Movie?
I was like, I can name the people involved, but it came to me. Superbad.
Oh, Superbad.
That's what I was going to say.
Interesting. Josh?
There is like a 50-50 chance I'm going to name a Jesse Eisenberg movie, but it is down to the wire, but I'm going to say Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh,
yes, you are. Yes, you are. Good, Josh.
Thank you.
Kate?
I mean, that's, well, I was going to say,
what's left, right?
I know, there's so many, and now I feel like I don't know, but I'll just say one I can think of, and it's not the right answer, or should I just...
Just say one that's got Michael Cera in
this
it.
This is the End?
Okay. Yeah. That's good. He's terrific in that. That counts.
Okay, cool.
All right. Let's break it down. Coming in at number 3 for Mr. Michael Cera.
Just pulling for him.
If Ron gets this, the fix is truly in.
I was looking down when everybody laughed. I was like, what am I saying wrong now? Did I just say coming in at number 3 for John Cena? What did I fuck up now? Number 3, Superbad.
Oh, nice.
1 point for Aya. And then coming in at number 2, he's one of our co-stars, Kate. It's the Lego Batman movie.
Oh!
Yeah.
But hey, good job in being in a movie that did so well.
Right? And then number 1 is Juno!
Hey!
3 points for Gail.
That was lucky. See, sometimes...
Yeah.
Which well, is the one
I want to know what the one was a complicated title. Oh, you Scott Pilgrim vs. World was too complicated?
I was going to start like, there's video games and the guys and there's a girl and... All right.
Scottie Pippen versus the world. All right. Everybody's still in this, but we're going to start with Gail. And we need you to pick one of the films of Miss Rosario Dawson.
Okay. Okay, I have a thought. And it is a movie. Should I just start working it out? That doesn't count, right? If I don't...
Yeah, you just don't want to give everyone else too many clues in case you don't come up with the right name eventually.
Okay. I'm going to go with Sin City.
Okay.
She was in that.
What would you like to pick, Aya?
I don't know. Since Juno won last time, I'm going to go real early and go Kids.
Oh.
Maybe it...
She did have the kid in Juno.
Not in Kids.
Unexpected indie hit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Joshy?
Man. I'm really out to sea on this one, like a chicken on a raft.
Well, let me help you out. She was in Unstoppable. She was in Rent. Neither of those made much enough money to be in her top 3.
Was she... No, that didn't do it either. Gosh, this sounds silly, but I'm going to go... I can't believe you guys haven't said it yet. I'm going to go with E.T.
Oh, okay. I like that. It's just a good safety answer.
Nice.
I used to think it was more, you'd have a better chance with JFK because it's got so many people in it, but E.T. could work.
Elliot.
She was so good.
Yeah, that was her.
Yes. Kate, do you have a Rosario Dawson movie?
I'm going to go with the Lego Batman movie.
All right, Ron Bennington.
I believe...
The children are our future?
Yes. Some of them are. Some of them won't make it. It's sad. Some of the children will die.
They will be the opposite of our future.
Yes.
They will be absent.
This is the Trump years. We're not all going to make it, folks. I'm going to say Sin City 2.
Oh, okay. I think there's a subtitle. I've got this.
Sin City 2, Sinning at the Edge of the World.
I like it. I like it. Bonus points.
Yes.
You come up with a better title, I will give it to you. All right, so for Rosario Dawson, coming in at number 3, Eagle Eye.
Ah.
Remember that one?
Nope.
Oh.
I believe a young Shia LaBeouf might have been in that. All right, coming in at number 2, great job, Kate, the Lego Batman movie. 2 points for Kate. And then Rosario Dawson's number one, it's a shocker, Men in Black 2.
Men in Black at the Edge of the World.
Yes, Blacker. Blacker at the Edge of the World.
All right, Gail has 3, Kate has 2, Aya has 1, and Ron and Josh could still do this.
Good, good.
Could still make this happen. The actor you have to start with, Aya, is Adam Devine.
Wow, that's a toss-up, but I'm sensing something here. So I'm going to say the Lego Batman movie.
Okay, all right. If that's how you want to play it, that's fine.
I have other ideas if we do a second round.
Josh?
Pitch Perfect.
Okay. Kate?
Is he in Pitch Perfect 2?
Thanks, audience. I like to say. And not at this point. Ron?
I'm just hoping there's a Pitch Perfect 3.
They're making it.
Coming soon.
Gail?
Adam Devine. Son of Divine. So I'm going to go with Hairspray 2. The remake.
I didn't know Divine had a son. Or that Divine was Divine's last name. Let's wrap it up with coming in at number 3, the original Pitch Perfect. So Josh is on the board with a point. And then number 2 for Mr. Adam Devine, the Lego Batman movie.
Pretty good.
So that's 2 more points for Aya. And then coming in at number 1, Pitch Perfect 2. So Kate now has 5 points.
I just like when anybody wins.
A real team player.
I know, which sucks because this is an individual game.
All right, Josh, you get to go first in this next one.
Hell yeah.
The films of Zach Galifianakis.
Okay, so there's some gamesmanship afoot here because which Hangover made the most money? Okay, here's my thought process. Can I suss it out? Hangover 1, giant movie. Everyone was like, that's great. Hangover 2, everybody went because they're like, love The Hangover. Gonna go see Hangover 2. Then Hangover 3 came out and we're like, we're on to you, The Hangovers. No thanks. So Hangover 2, that's what I'm gonna guess.
Okay. Kate?
Hangover 1. Which is the title.
Just The Hangover.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron.
Hangover 3. Pretty sure. Pretty sure I got this one.
They made a 4th one, right?
No, Gail, they did not. Do you have anything else for Zach?
What else? Like, what did he do? Like,
what else could he have been in?
I mean, I have a feeling that
We've
he was
said
in
all 3
Lego
Hangovers. I guess you're just left with, like, due date?
Between Bubble Two Boy. Ferns when Obama was there.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a very good answer. All right, for this is exciting, you guys. The scores are really coming together for 4 of the players. Because coming in at number 3 for Zach Galifianakis, the Lego Batman movie. Which puts Gail up to 4 points. And then coming in at number 2, The Hangover Part 2. So that gives Josh 2 more points. And I liked where I liked your thought. I liked the way you sussed it.
I got too cute with it.
But
this is a power game.
Yeah. But that first one is the one, the number one, the hangover.
I am in the right seat.
All right, so
John Stockton of this game.
Wow. The John Stockton of this game. I don't get it.
just kind of a white guy who never won anything. Whoa! Are you from Utah?
All right, this is the last round. We got a tiebreaker ready to go if anyone manages to... No, that's not going to happen. But we will start with Kate. Rafe Fiennes.
The English Patient? Is he in that?
Yes.
Final answer.
He is in that. Ron?
I believe... Rafe Fiennes was in the third Hannibal movie.
Red Dragon?
Yes, Red Dragon, exactly.
Okay. Gail?
I mean, I really loved his work in Lego Batman.
Arya?
Fuck. I also loved his work in Lego Batman.
I mean, he's really the actor whose name should not be spoken when you think about it.
Harry Potter.
Full title.
Oh, God. Harry Potter and his sorcery is real cool.
I'd give it to her.
That's close.
Okay, Josh?
See, I always get my fines.
Sorcerer's Stone?
Shit, yeah, that's one.
Yeah, okay, Sorcerer's Stone.
I always get my Fiennes confused, so I'm gonna say, I do. And I'm gonna say, this is either close or not at all, Schindler's List.
Yeah, he's in that. But you get him and Joseph mixed up?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Coming in number three for Rafe Fiennes. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
I said that.
Coming in at number two, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And coming in at number one, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part Two.
I said those. I get points for all
this,
of them.
This
right?
Game was entirely designed to fuck over who would say Lego Batman for Rafe Fiennes.
It works for you once.
You are like Bane.
I didn't know who it would be.
Hey, Batman, you need
to treat
help?
All the citizens equally.
Yeah, so that means Kate ran away with it. Kate's our winner.
That is only... Okay, what am I supposed to do, throw a donut?
Yeah, just throw it in the crowd.
Look out, here we go. I was terrible at softball.
Oh, that was nice. Back row.
Wow. That was fun.
Let's measure that.
Ron, I forgot to let you throw one. Do you want to throw one?
No, that's...
It gets your hands all sticky, that's for sure.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Clayface over here can... She's used to being sticky.
Yeah. You want to eat Ron's?
Oh, Aya wants to throw one?
No, I want to eat one.
Okay. Yeah. You got to get through this thing. It's quite a long trip. We got one more game to play.
Eat one, throw one.
You know the rules.
Great
the
motto.
Rules. What a wise philosophy.
Yeah.
Can I get a t-shirt that says that?
Eat half, throw half?
Someone's going to clone you now.
Yeah. And it might be La La Landry. Yeah.
It was like watching you in a war movie and you had a grenade.
Oh, fuck.
Blazing Private Ryan.
Are you doing okay?
That one came in hot.
Spicy donut.
Do you need a spit bucket here?
I've seen the floor of the Gramercy after they pull all the chairs away, and I can't believe you guys eat them off of the floor. But good for you. Strong New Yorkers. You can handle that shit. All right, this is a game called Last Man Stanton.
May I indulge this nice Gramercy Theater to possibly bring me another Tito's and soda? And does anybody else need a drink? Is everybody good?
I could use a little water.
All right, can we get some water for Aya? And everyone else is good. Jesus, last night everyone was up here getting shit-faced. Tonight it's just me.
It's like an AA meeting up here tonight.
Can't drink anises.
So we're going to, this game is where we list off movies that would trigger an alcoholic.
Cocktail.
Leaving Las Vegas. No, we're going to take turns naming the movies that an actor or actress that is a pre-selected audience member is going to tell us the name of someone for us to play in this game. Hopefully someone with a lot of credits who we haven't played before, or at least not too many times. I like to play along on this one, but I can't win amongst all of you. Whoever lasts the longest is our winner. And you get one lifeline tonight. At one time, you can go to the person whose name tag you chose. For assistance. Oh, and here are the drinks.
And Andrew can prove his love for
Thank
me by giving
much.
The wrong answer.
Don't What's do that? It, Andrew.
Well, that's why I suggest going to them early, even if you think you know a few. Sometimes you want to get theirs out of the way because they may not know any when you get to the end. Right? I don't know. It's all dumb luck. Where is...
Jesus.
Just got real all of a sudden.
Yeah, because, you know, you're either going to know a bunch of films of this actor or you're not, and, you know, you just got to do your best.
Hey, man, you eat some, you throw some.
True. It's very true.
Somebody should open a subpar donut shop and call them Throw Nuts. You just get them and toss them at people. They think they're going to get a treat, and it's fucking day old. Or how long do these Dunkins take to go bad? They're probably good forever, right?
3 days.
How many?
3 days.
3 days? All right, I'm going to hang on to one and test that theory. And eat that fucker in 3 days. All right, so where is a person on Twitter that goes by the_jut? J-U-T. Front row. Always the most enthusiastic people reaching out to me on Twitter. And what's your name, dude? Justin? That's why you're called the Jut on the Twitter? It's your nickname. Were you nicknamed by somebody who just couldn't handle saying Justin? Your brother when he was little. I get it. My nieces called me Uncle Dunk until they were 32.
What do your nieces call you?
Oh, they don't know about me yet.
All right, Josh gets to throw a donut.
Wait, hold on. Should I bite and throw it Aya style?
Mazel tov. All right, here we go. What name do you have for us, Jut? Jake Gyllenhaal. This is going to go quick. Kate won that last game, so she gets to go first, and then we'll reverse the order. We'll go to Josh next after her. What do you got for the films of Mr. Jake Gyllenhaal? I mentioned one
just very brief recently. Very briefly ago.
October Sky?
Yes. Wow. Going back to the beginning.
Josh?
Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Darko.
Aya says Donnie Darko. Cult classic. Shh. I know you're just all repeating the word classic, but still don't want any answers to slip out of your holes. Aya?
I just went, sweetie. Unless you have a follow-up.
Name 10 people that were in Donnie Darko. Go. Drew Barrymore, Patrick Swayze. Okay. start from the smallest parts. Gail?
Nocturnal Animals.
Ooh, nice one.
Recent.
Or as Adam Levine calls it, Nocturnal Animals, Malls, Malls. Ron?
This film that celebrates our victory over Iraq and Desert Storm, 1990, I believe, two, Jarhead.
Jarhead, that's right. Very good. Since I said it earlier, I might as well just get it out of the way. The young man starred in Bubble Boy. Kate?
I would like to go out to my lifeline,
nice.
Please.
Nice. It's a good time for it, I think.
Life? Life. Life.
Life. In theaters now. Hot off the presses. Life.
I see what's up. Cool.
Josh.
I will say, I said Brokeback Mountain last time, so Nightcrawler.
Yeah. He's damn good in that one, I think.
He's going to be in the movie of Sunday in the Park with George. Does that count?
He's doing it on Broadway currently.
Yeah, they're going to make a movie of that. But can I use my lifeline?
He can really sing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very you impressed. Saw it?
No, but I saw the video of him singing, and I want to go see it.
Yeah, right? I might check that out this week.
I was going to say Nightcrawler, so I need a lifeline.
Okay.
Demolition.
Yeah, Demolition.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
I like it. If you run into it on cable, check it out. There's a lot of scenes of him smashing shit up with hammers and stuff.
I remember Demolition Man.
Mm-hmm. Starring that was Sandra a great Bullock. Movie.
I'm going to start throwing people out of here. Gail?
I love a good boxing movie, so I'm going
shit.
Southpaw.
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 Oh, my goodness.
Doug, even though I see my guy going to his phone, I gotta say, I respect that. I'm gonna go to Jake Gyllenhaal's first film and his best film, City Slickers, where he played the son of Mr. Bill Crystal. William Crystal.
That's the first City Slickers?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. I'll take it.
He bought it.
Oh, shit. He played a dude who got it on with a married Jennifer Aniston in The Good Girl. Yes. Kate?
I may be completely wrong, but I'm just going to
Go for it. Yes.
The Iron Giant?
Wrong.
Damn. He's
yeah,
no, sorry,
nice
Andrew.
Try.
He wasn't the boy? No.
What? What boy?
boy?
Oh, the voice of the boy in the Iron Giant? I think they got a real boy.
Oh. Yeah, that would make
Picked
sense.
Picked him up at the same place where Josh got his nieces.
That totally makes sense.
You seen any good boys? Looking for a giant?
Uncle Moana's weird.
Yeah, I don't remember what this bit is anymore. I just know I'm a creep in it.
I don't think the listeners will know who's doing that voice.
Yeah.
Could be any of these ladies. You got an answer?
I do. I think Prince of Persia?
Yes! Somebody's yelling out something. Oh, yeah, there's probably more to it.
Full title?
Yeah.
Prince of Persia, it's based on a video game, so no one saw it.
I think it's his rank amongst the criminal community. Is that a right way to describe
Prince
it?
Prince of Thieves or something?
No, maybe not that.
That's Aladdin, right?
I want to help you so badly. I didn't know there were more words to it than that, but maybe there are, so...
Prince of Persia. Okay, so now I gotta find the subtitle. Oh, I can ask... You got this, Anna?
Oh, you go on your lifeline for this?
Hit me. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Wow.
I hope you looked that up.
I never would have come up with that.
Be embarrassed if you didn't.
I thought it was Prince of Persia, sweet, sweet abs, dude. All right, so we're back to Aya. Have you used your lifeline?
Yeah, no, but I think I got this.
Okay, good.
Lego Batman.
No, he's not in that.
Oh, it'd be so good if he was.
Right?
Oh.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Gail?
I still have a lifeline.
Yeah, you do.
O'Reilly.
Oh. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear
He said Everest.
Everest.
Everest. That's right.
Thank Wait, you, O'Reilly.
Your lifeline picked the...
Yes,
the
Jutt.
This Jutt picked...
Jutt is O'Reilly.
Yeah, isn't that great when that works out that way?
Jutt
a true fan
O'Reilly.
Has really been rewarded for
I
his...
Teacher, you forgot to give homework. I was open, like, the whole time. When I saw him, I was like, oh, shit, I'm in.
I just dropped a mug that said Jutt, and I looked at a poster that said O'Reilly, and I was like, fuck, Jutt is O'Reilly.
And like that, he was gone.
All right, Ron, how you doing down there? You're out already, right?
No. I'm leaning towards City Slickers 2, the search for Curly's gold, but I'm not sure if Mr. Gyllenhaal or his sister Maggie is in that. So I'm going to go to Kurt, my man, my lifeline, the guy with the phone.
What have you dug up, dude?
Zodiac.
Oh, yes.
Zodiac, the search for Curly's gold.
They never found that
gold. No, they never found it. They think he died from a heart attack.
He left all those clues.
Yes.
Not too soon before or after the motion picture The Good Girl, Jake Gyllenhaal played a young man who has an affair with an older married woman in a motion picture. It's like he plays the same part in two different movies. It's crazy. And it's called Lovely and Amazing.
Slow build.
My answer apparently wasn't lovely or amazing to this audience, but it's just the truth. Kate, you're out.
Yep.
Josh?
I'm about to be out.
Okay.
Unless...
Go out swinging.
We all forgot that he was in The Hurt Locker. Yeah. Was he?
No.
unless we all forgot.
I love your love of saying yeah.
All right, thanks, Josh, for trying.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aya?
I'm out. Okay. I'm very out.
It's down to Gail and Ron?
It is.
I didn't mean it to be this ugly.
Yes. And Jut.
I've already used the O'Reilly factor.
Yeah. So you got to pull something else out because Ron was the last one to say a correct answer.
I'm going to go Zodiac 2, still searching. Still searching.
I would watch that. I would totally check that out. Do you have another one, Ron, just to rub it in?
Yes, I do. It's with Jake Gyllenhaal. Played a shy but horny young secretary who loved to be spanked. Secretary, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Yeah. He also played Batman's love interest in The Dark Knight. What?
Oh, his greatest role of all time, also being Maggie Gyllenhaal.
He really pulled a fast one on us.
Right.
And Peter Sarsgaard.
And a couple slow ones on him.
Sweet.
All right, Ron Bennington is our winner.
Thank you.
Ron, if you don't want to throw the donut, we could have Gail throw the donut, whatever you'd like.
Here's what I'd like to do, because I happen to be really great at skipping rocks. And then if everybody could just put their hands on top of their heads.
Oh, I like that. Let's
on
treat
top
it like
of their heads and see if I can't skip
it across. I love it. Here we go. Oh, right in the drink. Drain and clean that pond.
You skip some, you drink some.
Yes.
All right, so you were playing for Kurt, right, Ron?
Kurt, for my guy Kurt over
there. Come get your prizes, Kurt.
Kurt, come get everything. You deserve it. Come on up here.
Just having that Larry David portrait, does that just open a lot of doors for you? Look at all these stupid Marriott bags. You brought a bunch of them one other time before, right? Who's the Marriott bag guy? Yeah. Thanks. I was like, hopefully tonight when I go out after the show, I'll have lots of bags to carry around. No, it's very nice.
Do they
nice.
Contain gift cards so that we can stay at Marriott?
No.
Okay.
Nope, just a bag.
Just a bag.
Yeah, just a bag for future prize bags, which I do appreciate because a lot of times I just bring a shitty laundry bag. But my guests always bring such nice bags to put inside the bags that it always works out.
Eat one, throw one.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But that's exactly what you sound like, dude. Kate McCucci!
Hey.
What do you got going on? What's going on with... Why are you in New York? Any particular reason?
Just to see some Broadway.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What are you going to see?
I'm going to go see Waitress starring Sarah Bareilles. And Dear Evan Hansen. And then maybe Sunday in the Park with George, or maybe Groundhog Day. I'm not sure.
So many options. What about Hello Dolly?
Is that already going?
It's got Bette Midler.
It's like $2.50 a ticket.
It's okay. It's worth it.
It's Bette Midler and...
Go to the what? The Public?
Go to the Public.
The Public is a Broadway theater.
Are you guys in a show? Are you in a show there right now?
My brother used to...
You're the prop shop at the Public?
You know my brother?
And did you make name tags?
Yes!
Let's see them. Prop shop.
They used to work with my brother.
They better be good. Yeah, you take it back now, don't you? Oh, it is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like an airplane safety card, but for the movie Airplane?
We're usually well better equipped.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. You're probably also usually less drunk.
Well better equipped.
That's what I do. I get drunk at my shows. That way I can spot the others. Can find my people. But anything to plug, Kate?
I'm in a movie coming out this summer called The Little Hours. I don't know the exact date, but it's John C. Reilly.
Are you the title character?
The Little. it's a really cool cast, and I get to play a nun, and it's John C. Reilly plays our priest, and Molly Shannon is in it, and Aubrey Plaza, Davey Franco.
Is anybody good in it?
I don't know.
Holy shit. That sounds awesome.
It's going to be really fun.
Is there a release date?
I don't... summertime.
Okay. Which year?
2017.
Okay. Josh Gondelman?
Thanks for having me, Doug. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for being here. How did they get that on there? Oh, I get it. That's like a late entry
they
shithead.
They augmented it.
They listened to what we were saying and then made their shithead. Pretty clever. Pretty clever, Moana. All right. What do you got to plug, Josh?
Oh, gosh. I guess watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. I'm just an enjoyer. Yeah. I write for this show. Just like a show I've been enjoying.
That show's amazing.
Oh, thank you. And I do stand up around the city, so if you are in
New York City, go see him at the Comedy Cellar, places like that. Very cool. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thank you.
The Stand. Go see him at The Stand.
You can come see me at The Stand. What's that?
I said
come to The Stand.
Oh, she wants you to play there.
Sure.
Why, do you live upstairs from it?
Are you the props person?
It's just, is it convenient for you, that club? Oh, you work there. All right. Hey, if everybody in the audience could just yell out where you work, let's get this over with. Well, I'll try to come by every one of your places of business.
Everybody plug something.
Aya Cash, next season of You're the Worst sometime in the fall. Anything else you want us to... do you want to mention your husband's documentary again?
Oh, yeah. I realized I didn't even say the name, which is sort of the point of
the
podcast.
The Last Right?
Southern Rites.
Southern Rite, okay.
Yes, it was on HBO, it may still be, but you can watch it. And
who did you point to?
The guy who won.
Oh, he's got a copy of it.
Yes.
Why don't you just be the distributor of this film and make sure everyone you've ever met sees it?
I think it's still on HBO.
Okay.
And I also like Last Week Tonight, because that's about all I got to plug to.
Very good. It's just comforting that John Oliver is willing to yell about Trump for 30 minutes once a week. I like it. Gail Bennington?
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Great job tonight. Just tell us when people can hear your show, or if you have any live things coming up. I know you guys
we're
do
gonna actually
lots
be,
of fun live shows.
At the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in
nice.
Austin.
Nice!
So we're going to be doing our show Comedy 101 out there, and come check us out.
That sounds awesome. It's a fun place to do that. Ron, do you want to just say the same thing?
No, I'll be appearing at The Stand. Can't wait.
Always one-upping me, Ben.
What does that say? What kind of train? Path train? Okay, settle down. I guess I haven't been watching enough New York One while I'm here. One more time, everybody, for all of my terrific guests, Ron Bennington, Gail Bennington, Aya Cash, Josh Gondelman, and Kate Micucci. As always, Mitch McConnell is a shithead. Emil Hirsch is a shithead. Ben Affleck with a paddle is a shithead. And I saved it because I feel like this will get the biggest reaction. The guy who threw up on the PATH train Friday night is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.